Hello and welcome to the Forbes India Cover Story podcast series in association with theindicast.com. My name is Abhishek and this issue's cover is on the annual Forbes India Leadership Awards or FILA. And joining me to talk about the issue is Forbes India's Naini Thakur. Hi Naini, it's great to chat with you again.
Hi Abhishek, great to speak to you as well.
Thank you. And not too long ago, we had recorded a podcast on 30 Under 30 with one of your colleagues. And we talked about how these are names that are just coming up, whereas FILA on the other end is among the flagship cover packages, so to speak. So what's new? What's different this time? And how was it putting it together?
I think FILA in general is something that, you know, has been a very prestigious award. All the awards that we give out, it's for Leadership Awards, and at Forbes India we recognize leadership and entrepreneurship mostly, you know, through all the stories that we work on. But I think FILA gives us that opportunity to, you know, look at the year that was in a sense and recognize, you know, some of those leading players in a way across the industry, across various segments, from philanthropy to certain public sectors, private sector, all of that, and essentially call out some of the awards, of course, through the help of a very, very esteemed jury that we have. So yeah, I think it's always a lot of fun to work on FILA, coming up with the long list, coming up with a shorter list, and then being part of jury meets. So it's always a great, great time.
And we'll talk about a few stories. And you've done one on Dixon Technologies, Sunil Vachani, who's been adjudged the Entrepreneur of the Year.
He's had a phenomenal year, particularly the last 1 to 2 years. I think they've grown exponentially. And one of the main reasons for the same is that I think electronics manufacturing services, EMS, as it's known, has taken off quite a bit, given, you know, the kind of importance India has been getting when it comes to smartphone manufacturing, the Made in India concept, and not just in terms of, you know, what it means for India, but also in terms of exports as well. So, you know, we've had Apple manufacturing in India as well, and all of that. So it's the sector in general has been, you know, talked about a lot. And I think Dixon has been at the forefront of that as an Indian company doing that. So I think his vision with turning into an engineering powerhouse basically stems from just that, right? Because we spoke to him last in 2022 when we had done a cover on him again for our manufacturing special. And he always wanted Dixon to sort of be the top EMS company in India. And he achieved that. And, you know, next up is this engineering powerhouse, like he rightly mentioned. So the idea is to not just, you know, grow the company, but also grow the infrastructure, which I thought was very interesting. And, you know, they've been investing immensely in that. One of the biggest problems within the EMS industry generally is the fact that we lack quite a bit when it comes to the electronics component part of things, right? Because we depend immensely on imports for that. What Dixon has been doing is investing a lot in that also. Eventually, they want to ensure that everything is made in-house, essentially, and they don't need to rely on imports, basically. And that will also help them scale. So the major aspect was that. And the other interesting thing is also skilling, right? I think that is one other aspect where we have ITIs, you know, that are working and that are doing a great job in terms of training our talent. But having said that, something that Mr. Vachani rightly told me is that it's not enough. It's, you know, the kids that come out of there are not ready to jump into, you know, a position immediately. We have to train them. So Dixon has been doing a lot in terms of training their staff as well as I think they're working a lot with the government to set up these training institutes as well.
Their beginnings, or rather the roots, go back in time in 1993 when Mr. Vachani and his team were in a different business altogether. That is CRT TV. Back in the day. And then since then, they have evolved in the mobile phone category, among others then.
Absolutely. So I think that's also, one of the earliest changes they made as a company, and I think he calls it one of his greatest learnings as well, which is that, for a very long time, the entire company was reliant on CRT television. Then it moved to LED television. So it was very much focused on TV. And later they realized, over time that it wasn't a great decision. It was super risky in a sense to, place all their bets on one segment. And then that's when they sort of started, expanding to various different product baskets. And, over the last couple of years, particularly, they've really, really grown across categories. So I think that's the most interesting part about it. And they've not only grown in terms of their product portfolio, but they've also grown in terms of their infrastructure capacity as well. So yeah, I think that the company, I feel, has really, really come a long way.
And how do you see him as an entrepreneur in terms of his style of functioning in for an entity which is has straddled the pre-internet age and then different eras? It was at a time when India was just about getting liberalized to where we stand today. How does he, marshal his troops, to use a cliche, or what's his style of leadership?
So I find two things very interesting about him, and this is probably we've spoken multiple times since 2022 now across a lot of different stories. And I think one thing, a couple of things actually that really stand out in terms of his leadership style is that I feel like he's always eager to learn. I think every time he talks, there's something new that he would sort of talk about in terms of innovation or something new that he wants to do. So he always has that hunger in a sense, which I think is always great for an entrepreneur, for a leader to want to learn. And I think that also makes him very, very humble. So I think this time we spoke, he also spoke a lot about AI and innovation and, going really, really big when it comes to the design and the original design manufacturing side as well, where he wants to, really grow. And he's always extremely honest about things that are working and aren't working as well. And I think that shows a lot of humility and honesty, which I think is great. And second, I think is something that I learned from him, was, a quote that he always mentions, which I believe he's learned from his father, which is that, you need to have a microscopic and a macroscopic vision at the same time. Basically, focus on the small things as well as the, while keeping the larger vision in mind as well. And I think that's very, very important for all leaders, and I think for individuals as well, right? When it comes to your individual goals and visions. So I think those are a couple of things I feel that make him a great, great leader.
Right. I think his father was quite an influence here. The telescopic view, in addition to the microscopic one, is what you write. And he also calls himself a paranoid entrepreneur then.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I think it was really funny of him to say this, but I think he keeps talking about wanting to sort of let go in a sense, step away from day-to-day operations. But then at the same time, he also says that, it's been really tough for me to let go of something that, I've built. So yeah, I think he still continues to remain very, very involved in all strategic decisions that are made at Dixon. So yes, and
A lovely essay on the man, and you've got quite a few essays done by your colleagues on various other categories. Just to give a little bit of a glimpse, Naini, could you take a crack at what are the different categories and what kind of stories can we expect?
so yeah, I'll just take you through some of them. I think our regional Goliath this year's Wag Bakri Tea, which is a story that my colleague Nandika has worked on. And again, Wag Bakri is a great, great regional Goliath per se in terms of the way they've really turned around a business which started years and years back. Then, of course, we have our institution builder Uday Kotak, which again my colleague Salil has worked on, and I don't think there could have been a better time, for Uday Kotak to be did this this award. And Salil, of course, also spearheads Fila as a property as well, so it's great. We also have the turnaround star, which is Tata Motors. We have the CEO of the year, which is Praveer Sinha of Tata Power. We have our very one of my favorite categories is Emerging Innovator, which has been awarded to Bellatrix Aerospace. So I think those are some of the many, many awards that we have. And oh yeah, I cannot forget this again. One of my favorite categories is Grassroots Philanthropist, which has been awarded to Zarina and Ronnie Screwvala for the amazing work that they've been doing over the past so many years. So yeah, I think lots to look forward to in this issue. And it's turned out to be a great, great list of winners that we've got this year.
Excellent. Have a great event as well. And thank you very much for your time on this podcast.
Thank you so much, Abhishek. Thank you.
All your listeners, you can get this podcast on ForbesIndia.com or any other app that you use to download your podcasts and to have someone call you for a Forbes India subscription, message Forbes to 51818.